I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My size to the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the 3D FFL episode, and we are here with our reigning champion, Keith Dyer. Keith, say what's up to everybody.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Glad to be here.
All right, guys. We got a special episode. This is episode zero. We got Keith Dyer here with us, the reigning champion, as I said, from last year, returning for your second year, Keith.
Yep, second year to running back. That's right. I think you're correct.
Second year, and guys, on this episode, we're gonna do a mock draft. But before we do the mock draft, as we wait, we got 6 minutes before we can get in there. We are gonna talk about our draft from the 3D FFL, the show league, which will start next week. Keith, do you have your lineup pulled up?
I will in a second.
That's okay. Me either. So I was hoping. But no, we can talk about that. I got my other phone set up for the draft happening in 5 minutes, so we're gonna go through it real quick. Just give everybody an idea of who it is that we have on our teams, who they can be expecting, and just give you a chance to talk about, you know, what players you're looking at and what players you're excited for this year.
Absolutely. Quick question: If I close out of the draft lobby, does that remove me?
No. If you hit the back, okay.
Yeah, I figured it out. It says I started. Okay, cool. I just want to back out after trying to get
yeah, in. Yeah, so. I'll let you know. I have the timer right here on me.
I got my team pulled up.
Okay, go ahead and... all right, guys, as I said, we're going to preview our lineup from quarterback to kicker. Keith, if you want to go ahead and lead it off and tell us who you got at quarterback and all the way to kicker.
So, quarterback, I got Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia, and first linebacker. I got Warren from Pitt. That wasn't my best pick. It's just something I filled in. We'll see how he does. I got Williams from the Rams. Had him last year, so hopefully he can continue that. We got arguably the first or second best wide receiver, Jefferson, Minnesota. Then I went and got Neighbors from Giants. And I think he's going to be better than I expected, so I really hope that's the case. Everybody took my tight end. I was getting every single round. I had to pick one, so I ended up with Ingram. But you know, we'll see how he does. And Jacksonville over there. I have Devontae Smith from the Philadelphia Eagles. I have Lions defense because I think with all those additions, they're gonna be a step above last year. And I always gotta take a Lion player. And I got Young Hoku because he's steady and he can score 12 in a quick one. So,
all right. So out of that lineup, Keith, who are you most excited about? Do you have any players that you felt like you really landed somebody you could be excited about going into this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually got two that I'm really excited about. Williams from the Rams and Neighbors. But I should be excited about Jefferson, but I'm nervous with the quarterback situation over there in Minnesota.
For sure.
So I almost didn't take him, but you can't pass him up with, like, I don't even remember what my pick was. 8, you know? Jefferson fell to me at 8, so I had to take that. But yeah, I'm very excited. I think you know, I could win or lose some games with Neighbors and Williams Eaton.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give everybody a breakdown of my lineup. We got 2.5 minutes. You can go ahead and get back to the draft, Keith, and we will start once that timer gets down to zero. So you'll be drafting number 6, correct?
Yep.
And I'll be drafting number 5. So my lineup this year, I got Anthony Richardson at quarterback. I got Saquon Barkley at running back. I got Derrick Henry at running back 2. I got Stephon Diggs at wide receiver. Adam Thielen at wide receiver 2, Travis Kelce at tight end, Kyle Pitts in my flex right now, I need to make some adjustments there, or do I not? I might just go the two tight end system because, you know, crazy guy. You know, so Kyle Pitts in the flex, Dallas's defense, and Harrison Butker at kicker. Did you go through your bench, Keith, or did you just go your starting lineup?
No, you said just your starting lineup.
So okay, you went. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So the players that I think, the players I'm most excited about, Derrick Henry as usual. We'll put him off to the side right now because everybody knows I'm a big Derrick Henry fan, especially in fantasy football. Saquon Barkley, haven't had him in about, you know, a good while, a few years. I'm actually excited to have him on a roster. I think in Philadelphia, it could be beneficial. I think he can do some good things with Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson being added in, Dallas Goedert. He has an opportunity if he can stay healthy. The one I'm most excited about, though, is Anthony Richardson. You know, he's kind of a 50-50 type of guy. I'll ask you your opinion on Anthony Richardson here before we start, Keith. But he's kind of a 50-50 guy, had the injury history last year. He can run, doesn't plan on backing off of his game as a runner. And as you know, running quarterbacks are extremely successful in fantasy football. Reminds me of Cam Newton, so I'm excited to take the risk on it. Your opinion, Keith, on Anthony Richardson?
I was so back and forth about taking him for the same reason, man. I'm so nervous about the injuries because he did have him so quick in his career. But I think he's almost a cheat code, man. I mean, he got a cannon, and, I mean, he's just running people over. So, yeah, when you got a quarterback that can run in himself from, you know, 15 yards up and don't have to, you know, go out of bounds, if you're just, you know, pull out over the defense, that's, you're talking, you know, 30 points in fantasy right there. So he could even lead the league leader points.
Yeah, he could definitely be a league winner. If
but it's a risk, you know?
For sure. Big risk. And that's one of the things I love to do the most in fantasy football is take that risk, because why not, right? As if it's not stressful enough already.
Right. Well, I think you got to look at their ceiling versus their floor. You know, I mean, his ceiling is he'd be the highest scoring player in fantasy. And his floor is still a manageable quarterback. So I don't think he did that big. You know?
Yeah, so I guess
so, you can stream as well. I used to stream quarterbacks. I still do. I don't have it back up. So yeah. If he gets hurt, there's enough actual, you know, replaceable quarterback out there to get you through week to week.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I guess his floor would be plays four games, gets hurt for the rest of the year, and you know, like you said, you're on to kind of streaming quarterbacks, but very, very high reward value. So I look forward to the headaches, you know, every week. So I think he's going to be, like I said, I mean, he could run over people. He has the arm. It's an exciting prospect, an exciting player. All right, guys, we are 30 seconds. We are 30 seconds in into getting into the mock draft. This is episode 0 of the 3DFFL. Guys, we got Keith Dyer here with us. 15 seconds, we are about to get in. Keith, if you had the number one pick, who would you take with the number one overall pick in fantasy football?
I have a hard time not saying McCaffrey because of the last year and how he is, but, you know, the number one running back has never finished number one two years in a row. So, I think I have to go probably CeeDee Lamb I'd probably take Hall. I take that back. I would take Hall.
You feel that confident about Breece Hall? Before you answer that question, we had Christian McCaffrey go off the board at number one, Bijan Robinson at number two, Breece Hall at number three, and Tyreek Hill at number four, bringing me to the number five pick with CeeDee Lamb still on the board. I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb right now. Keith, go ahead and finish your thought.
I think that the Breece Hall, if they can keep the ball moving down the field and not be playing from behind, he's uncontrollable. I mean, he's a great, great player. I mean,
you're also,
we're gonna find out, but I don't think he has a dime slot. Yeah, I see. I was just letting it go down, but I don't think I would take anybody in this spot other than Amon Ra at number six.
Okay, consistent. You took him in our show league as well, correct? With the number in the mock draft. So, guys,
If I could have had him, I would have had him.
Yeah, that's a story for the end of the episode, guys. We'll let you know. We'll let you know what happened. You took Amon-Ra St. Brown with the number six pick. We had A.J. Brown go off the board at number seven. Jonathan Taylor at number 8. And now we have the number 9 pick, who is currently on the clock. Keith, look at your board. We got Ja'Marr Chase, we got Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley. Out of those three players, if you had the number 9 pick right now, who would you be looking at and who would you be most inclined to take?
I'd probably take Barkley. Because of the upside and the short amount of quality running backs in this league.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, I mean, that being said, I mean, Saquon Barkley went number... Okay, so we had Ja'Marr Chase go next. We had Justin Jefferson go following, and then we had Saquon Barkley go immediately after. We have to cap the running backs. I believe the maximum or the default that it gives you is it gives you 7 running backs to a roster. We had to cap that to 5, at the very least 5, because as you know, as you just said, running backs, it's a shallow position, and people have a tendency to hoard running backs for trade value, and there's not enough running backs to do that if you have a guy with 5 running backs on the same roster, which we did have happen one time, and it was a struggle to get that back. Keith, you're on the clock. Go ahead and let us know what you're looking at.
Well, man, it's a little bit tough on the choice. I think I'm going to go ahead and take Marvin Harrison.
Okay. And remember, we'll be filling out our 10-man roster, quarterback to kicker, and then we'll start going into, we'll get our one player on the bench that we would interchange. I'm on the clock. My first player selected was CeeDee Lamb. We got Chris Olave, Mike Evans, Drake London. I'm going to take Derrick Henry here. We talked about Derrick Henry already. It's a safe pick, and getting him in the second round, I don't think there's a pick I would feel safer with.
No, that kind of rounds out your board too.
Okay, so
we top tier running back, type tier receiver.
For sure. So we got the draft swinging around. I believe it is at, okay, I got the pick coming up next, and then you'll be following me. We're entering round 3. We got Davante Adams on the board. We got Drake London. Keith, what does your team look like right now, and what position are you eyeing right now that you got the draft board in front of you?
I really try to take value. I have 2 top talent wide receivers. Right now, I'm just going through like I normally do. I check running backs, I check everything, and see if it doesn't. If I don't get this now, am I going to get there around the same value the next pick? And if I do, I move on to what I can get value the next position. So, looking at running back, I got Kamara, Cook. I think I'm actually going to take Sam Laporta.
Okay.
I think Laporta gives me a top talent as far as tight end goes. I have 2 amazing wide receivers, and I don't think the running back room is going to change that much for my next pick. I almost got Gibbs. I think Laporta is going to have that great chance, and there's a very shortage of tight ends. So, and I think Kelsey is going to fall off this year.
Really? You think it's going to be the year that he... That being said, I'm going to trade him. No, but... You think it's going to be the year?
I don't think Kelsey is going to be, you know, a trash tight end. I just think with the target share, with the age, with the stuff going on over there, I think that he's going to take a step back, and you're going to see a different... I don't think he makes the top 5 tight ends this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bold prediction here on the podcast on the 3DFFL from Keith Dyer. But no, I took Travis Kelce. Anytime that I can get him at the top of the board with players like, you know, Josh Jacobs, James Cook, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, DJ Moore, players I don't really, really trust in my preference when setting a lineup. I'm always going to go tight end early because, as you just talked about, as we talked about running back, it's a shallow position, doesn't have, you know, a lot. And if you're having a stream tight end, you're not necessarily having the best time, you know?
That's horrible. Yeah. So, I agree. There's nothing wrong with taking him. I just think, and, you know, statistically, you'd be correct. But at some point, somebody always, you know, takes a step back.
Definitely.
And I think Mahomes has a lot better talent over there. And I think he's going to spread the ball around more than he has. And we have a lot of good tight ends coming up, so I just think, this is the year you take a little step back. But still, he's still one of your top-end tight ends. He's still going to give you 10-plus points a week.
So yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of young receivers over there in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of young receivers. So that'll be something to look at. Which one do you choose? That's always an issue, having multiple talented receivers on the same team. Especially guys like that that are known to be kind of spotty fantasy football players, you know, have a boom week this week, bust week the next week, boom, boom, etc. And Marquise Brown.
Hold on 1 second. I'm on the clock, go ahead. So I think I'm going to go ahead. I don't have a running back. But I think I'm going to go ahead and take Josh Allen.
Okay. Well, go ahead and use my 25 seconds to talk about Josh Allen as a pick in the fourth round, especially.
Well, I think if you look at the rounds versus player versus how much they're going to score, all year. The running backs that were left, they're lower in mid range. The wide receivers, I'm already stacked at tight end. I have one, so where else can I get the most points in the fourth round? And I would say Josh Allen probably checks that box,
And like we talked about in the first podcast that we tried to record, Josh Allen could be league winning, type of player. So it doesn't even matter his position as much as...
I had him last year and I won. So I would say...
There you go.
the question is this year, can he do it without Stephon Diggs? That's the only thing.
You know who will benefit from it, though? Dalton Kincaid, his tight end. Because Josh Allen was already forming that connection with him before Stephon left. So he will be the biggest benefactor of Stephon Diggs, departure from Buffalo, I believe.
Well, let me see. Do you think Josh Allen actually scores more because he forces the run more now? Because he can't force it on the field to Diggs?
I don't think he scores more. I think he takes a step back personally because not having the wide receiver and having a good tight end, I mean, it could be Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce-esque, but I think he scores less points not having Stephon Diggs on the team. But Dalton Kincaid scores way more points at this point. I'm on the clock with 15 seconds left. Here I'll be looking at either a running back 2 or a quarterback. I believe the quarterbacks have a higher value. Here I'm going to go with, as we talked about, Anthony Richardson. For the reasons that we talked about earlier. Keith, you're on the clock. Yeah, what are you looking at? And what positions do you got to fill?
Well, I got to fill, tight end kicker. I mean, a defense kicker. But I don't have any running backs yet. I'm actually going to go Aaron Jones. I think he's going to step up here in Minnesota. They're not going to be able to throw the ball. So I think they're going to lean heavy on him. He's going to revive his career now.
Okay, waiting till the fifth round to take a running back is a brave strategy, to say the least.
I pretty much did that in our league, man. I don't think I took a running back very early, just because I wanted top running backs, and if I didn't get them, I was going to have to try to fill my roster with points elsewhere. So yeah. I was like, well, if I'm going to be weak at a position, let's be strong with the others. So I guess that's what I tried to do, and it's been my first year for it.
For sure.
So we'll see how that plays out.
And I was actually surprised. Usually the running back, draft after maybe the first wave, second wave, it kind of shrinks a lot. I was surprised to find, some of the running backs I was finding, some of the names I was finding, towards the end of the draft. Players, players like Najee Harris, who the Steelers offense is what it is, but 20 carries, 20 plus carries a game regardless, you can always bet on that. That's something you can lean on, especially for a, running back 2 and or flex player. So
I think what I do is when I'm weak at running back and I'm taking late in the draft like this, I look at their handcuffs, right? So Jahmyr Gibbs, fantastic talent, right? But if he gets hurt, David Montgomery is going to be a top 5 running back. So I try to take his handcuff. I'll take David Montgomery and hope that an injury happens or something. Well, not to him because I want the Lions to win, but you know what I mean? Like any team where you have two premier running backs and a good backup, and if they're, you just take their handcuff and hope, anything happens. So somebody's going to get hurt. It happens every year. Some running back can get hurt. Who is it? Time will tell.
Yep. Speaking of running back, I also need to fill my number two running back. You also need to fill your number two running back. So let's go to the running back tab and let's talk about some of the players left on the board. Let's talk about Tony Pollard going to Tennessee. Does he have a better year than he did with Dallas? Is Tennessee even capable of sustaining a run game anymore? How do you think that goes over there? You're also on the clock, so if you want to focus on that, you can.
Well, there's another running back on that team, though, that you're going to be competing with, right? Spears. And I think Spears is more of a pass catching back, so he's going to be competing, so I don't know.
Tyjae Spears.
But I'm going to go ahead and take Montgomery here.
Okay.
For the whole handcuff with Gibbs, because he's a great running back, and the way Gibbs plays, he's kind of like to get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he has a history, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look who's on the board. So you got Najee Harris, you got, worst case, Tony Pollard, Spears, Warren and Pittsburgh.
As I said,
Robinson and Washington is going to actually end up being the starting running back over there eventually.
I saw people are sleeping on him. He had a good year last year, did he not?
Yeah, I think you're
going to
do bad for the situation
you're in. Yeah. So, I went Najee Harris in the sixth round. As we talked about earlier, you can't go wrong with the volume. Can't go wrong with the, amount of touches that the guy gets. And, I think even more now that they are kind of unsure in the pass game, which don't necessarily see how Russell Wilson would be a bad quarterback in a passing offense, but we saw what happened in Denver. I think it was a quick turnaround, but that's getting off subject. I went Najee because, outside of the passing game, they will rely
You're on
the run game. Okay, so I need a flex player. So I'm going to go back to all positions. And I'm going to take... I'll take Amari Cooper. The Cleveland Browns added Jerry Jeudy. That was a little bit of a rush pick. I don't think in regular situations with actual time I would have taken Amari Cooper. I definitely would have taken probably Tony Pollard. But Amari Cooper is still putting up numbers. Deshaun Watson, coming back. Is Amari Cooper still elite? Those are the questions we got to ask. Who did you take, Keith? And let us know what your lineup is looking like so far.
I kind of did the same thing, so I started looking around too much before it made me pick. I wanted to get another good wide receiver for a backup. I actually wanted Watson, but every time I pick Watson, Reed eats, and I think Reed is developing a good chemistry with Love over there in Green Bay. They don't have anybody else besides him, too. And I think with his downfield ability, he's gonna do well. So I took Reed from Green Bay.
Okay. So with our next two picks, we can go ahead and take one more skill player. And then we'll get into our defense and our kickers. So, with our next pick,
it's almost round eight. You got DeAndre Hopkins still on the board.
DeAndre Hopkins played with Tennessee last year, right?
Yep.
So, he got to play with
Tennessee still.
Who was the quarterback last year? Was it the carousel? When did Will Levis come into the fold and actually?
That was last year. He didn't play much over there, I don't think. I think he came and got hurt. I don't think he did much. 2024, he only had 108 targets, and he still did 857 yards.
I know he's 32. So that tends to make people back off of certain players. But DeAndre Hopkins, I think, is as consistent as anybody still left on the board. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you still got on the board. You still got Jeudy. You got Tyler Lockett still on the board. I mean, there's a lot of great wide receivers. Sutton's still on the board.
We talked about Brian Robinson Jr. still being there.
Yeah, Adam Thielen. He did great for me last year. I mean, he won me a couple weeks.
All right, Keith, you're on the board. You got 30 seconds. Let us know what you're looking at and who you plan on picking.
So, T.J. Hockenson, I'd love to take care of, but that's a gamble if he's coming back at the end of the year. I think with how low I am on running backs, I'm going to take a backup running back here, and I'm going to take Austin Eckler over there in Washington.
All right. Okay, I'm going to make my pick. I am going to take, because we talked about it, as we talked about, big tight end guy. And I'm always going to take multiple tight ends because if I can play the double tight end system, I always want to be the smartest guy in the room. So, I'm going to take Jake Ferguson. That's who I'm comfortable taking as my, you know, extra add-in because he'll either go to my tight end if Kelce does fall off, as we talked about, and he could either also go to my flex, and I could play him there and use the double tight end system. With this pick, I'm going to start looking at my defense and my kicker. I'm going to go kicker. I'm going to go Brandon Aubrey from the Dallas Cowboys. I think he has one of the most live legs in the league right now. I believe he kicked a 65-yarder, missed it, but they ranged it, and it would have ended up being 72 yards if he would have made it. So I'll always take those odds. Keith, what are you looking at, and who are you expecting to take, defense or kicker?
I'm going to take defense. I think the 49ers had a great defense. I really wanted to take Dallas, but I think that the 49ers are arguably one of the best teams out there, and their defense is stacked, almost as much as their offense. But I went between them, the Cowboys, and the Jets. I had the Jets in other leagues, so I just wanted to do something different, actually.
Yeah,
so I went with them, so just, you know, give us something else to talk about. But I definitely think that they're going to do amazing again, like always this year.
I did the same thing with my kicker. In all my other leagues, I took Harrison Butker. Because I draft kicker early. I draft kicker by, you know, earliest eighth round. Because sometimes there's kickers out there who, you know, are going to kick, you know, give you 10 to 15, you know, sometimes 20 points, the occasional 20 points, 17. And those kickers are sometimes just as good as having a good flex, you know. So having that stable
they can
kicker.
Save your week for sure.
Yeah, they could save your week. I mean, getting a 25-point game by a kicker, I mean, you never expect that. But when it happens, you know, you appreciate it.
I lost a couple years ago. I went to
What was that?
I was going to say, I lost a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. I was up, and my team was done, and all I had was my kicker. And my kicker missed kicks and lost me 1 point, and it lost me the game of the championship.
Oh, man.
He missed the PAT. I lost by 1 point.
Well, a few years ago, my kicker won me a championship. So, different ends of the spectrum. You just had a pick, Keith?
Yeah, I took I believe he still holds the record for the longest field goal in the NFL. Tucker against the Lions.
Yep.
He kind of kicks a lot. I think they're a high-scoring offense. He's going to have a lot of opportunities to kick. I really want to see what this Jake Bates does. You know, he kicked like a 70-yard field goal, the Lions sign. But Dan Campbell's an absolute madman and is never going to kick a field goal. So I can't choose him, but I think if he does play smart, starts kicking field goals, Bates may be a great wire pickup later in the year.
I got with my last pick, I took the Cowboys defense. This is why I don't take Brandon Aubrey. I don't like really having this two players on the same team in the same starting lineup. Kind of takes away from, you know, having the difference, the diversity from different teams. And plus, but if I'm ever going to do it, it would be the special teams, you know, wrapping the special teams and defense in together. If it's a good unit, it usually doesn't hurt you. Okay, so I believe we're done, right? We got our 10 people. We got our 11th. You want to go ahead and tell everybody from quarterback to kicker, and then your one person left off your board that you would substitute. Go ahead and tell us who you picked and how you feel about your lineup.
So I actually almost feel better about this lineup than I do the show leagues. I got to Josh Allen, starting quarterback. Got to have high points for the quarterback. Went with Aaron Jones, running back. I didn't take him until really late in the draft, round six, I believe. David Montgomery, round six. I don't know what round they got him. I took David Montgomery as a handcuff, hoping that if there's an injury, you know, he can be a rock star for me. Amon-Ra St. Brown on the same team, but both of them did great last year, so Amon-Ra is going to get you, you know, accidentally get you 20 points on for a bad sure. day. Marvin Harrison could be the next CD Lamb, the next go-to one, so I got him. Then I took I just realized I got how many people I got on the same team. I got Sam LaPorta, premier tight end, and I definitely wouldn't do this in a real league. I just realized that, so I'd be making some trades right now. And then in the flex, I got Jaden Reed from Green Bay. Defense, I went 49ers. They got a crazy defense over there. Kicker, like I said, longest kicker in the league, Justin Tucker. That's a high-scoring Baltimore offense this year, I think. And then substitute, I would take Austin Eckler, which I'd put in instead of Montgomery unless there's an injury.
Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson Jr. isn't a bad backfield to have. I'll tell you that much right now.
Absolutely.
So with my 11 picks, I went quarterback Anthony Richardson. I went Derrick Henry running back. Najee Harris running back 2. CeeDee Lamb wide receiver 1. Stephon Diggs wide receiver 2. I went Travis Kelce at tight end. In the flex, I went Amari Cooper, but I really would have gone Tony Pollard. Would have executed the 3 running back system in that case. Never really my go-to system overdoing the running backs. I'm more of a, I'll stream a 3rd wide receiver, draft 3 good wide receivers, or again, like we talked about, run the 2 tight end system. In my flex, I would have gone Tony Pollard. My defense, the Cowboys defense, and my kicker, Brandon Aubrey, but I really would have gone Harrison Butker, and he was on the board. So my first bench player, I took Jake Ferguson. Because as we talked about, big tight end guy, I can win games with Travis Kelce and Jake Ferguson in the same lineup. Or if you need a backup for Travis Kelce, Jake Ferguson's one of the surer tight ends in the league. So I was happy with my draft. I feel like I could win a championship going off of this lineup going forward. As we talk about, as we've said before, you don't win championships through the draft. Or you don't win championships. How does it go, Keith?
you can't win a championship at your draft, but you can definitely lose it.
There you go. That's the one. No, but so with your lineup, do you feel confident? I know you talked about, you said that you wouldn't have necessarily done that, you know, in a session where it was just you by yourself making your picks focused in. But how do you feel about that lineup? You feel like you would have to make trades? You feel like you could kind of have a core there?
I mean, to be honest with you, let's look at the NFL. The Lions team has top players at every division. So just because they're on the same team or the same, you know, it does not really matter as long as they're putting those points in their own. So I don't necessarily have to make trade. And Montgomery's going to be a backup unless you usually, you know, gives hurt anyway. It's hard for me to draft like this because, to be honest with you, my entire draft career, I would say, I've always, if I don't get a top-tier quarterback, I stream the position. If I don't get a top-tier, a top-tier quarterback, I stream the position. And then as far as defense and kickers go, I've always just streamed. You know, I'm not going to waste a good pick up there. I take whoever's left at the end because they're all, again, if you don't get the top 2, top 3 defense, all of the other ones can do the same as any of the other on any week,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
Same thing with kicker. So, and quarterback, if you don't get a top, you know, 10 quarterback, top 5 quarterback, the other ones can do the same any given week. So I waste that, I don't waste that picks on them until the end of the draft. And I don't even keep a best spot for a backup quarterback or something. Whoever's not producing, I just drop them. Grab a quarterback, I ain't chasing a bye week, you know, because I'd rather have someone that I can control. Because let's face it, I mean, I might pick up Jared Goff gets hurt, I can go on the league, pick up whoever he got picked, and he's going to next week get me 30 points, you know, or just pick up somebody just for the week when I got a bye, and he might blow up that week and get me 20. He might give me 12, but at least he should get me, you know, serviceable position. I didn't waste the draft capital when I could take an extra running back or wide receiver or
For sure. So we wrapped up the draft, guys. That's the mock draft. That is episode zero. Let's talk about, okay, so that brings an end to it. So let's talk about, first of all, the fact that we, guys, we recorded a whole podcast, an hour long episode. We had the 3 to the 3 and D signs and sports podcast. I'm sorry, guys, we lost the episode. There is a glitch in our system. It didn't go through. It ended up, you know, me and Keith put in some very hard work on that show. I think Keith would think would agree that he had a better draft in that first show, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you definitely
had a championship draft.
Yeah. So but that did happen, guys. You know, we do share our heartbreak stories with you. We do like to let y'all know the things that are going on behind the scenes as well as in front of the screen. So Keith, you want to talk about your idea for the 3DFFL? You had an idea, you pitched it to the group chat, and everybody seemed to have been enthused by it. You want to go ahead and tell us about your idea to bring an extra dynamic to the league?
Yeah, so it's we've done it in our personal league here in Michigan the last 10 years. We have a league trophy, first of all. And we all live in the same state, so we all would, you know, whoever won the next year, their team name, who they beat in the Super Bowl, their record of the year, and a point scored. They put that on the plaque, it would go on the trophy, they would keep it till the next winner wins. Then we moved out of state, so what we did was we give it to the commissioner. It's kind of his perk too, for all the work he put down. He puts it on the shelf. He mentions it. He uploads pictures, shows everybody, and you know that it goes up there. And then, you know, everybody gets their name on a plaque if you win a championship. Also, everybody, if they want to do it, I'm going to cover it this year, so you guys will get to see what it's like. The winner of the league will get to get with me and design their Super Bowl ring. Fantasy football ring. It'll, you can have whatever you want on it. It'll obviously have the league name, your name, who you beat, and then from that, I can, you know, we can customize it in whatever way. These rings are extremely well. They're heavy. They're almost, you know, identical, except they're not 200 grand like the NFL ring. But the diamonds are actually real diamonds. If you put a tester on them, they will test. They're lab made diamonds. So, they do test, they do shine. Nobody would know the difference if you didn't tell them. The rings are stainless steel and sterling silver. So, they're very, very nice. I mean, they look very high quality, and if you're wearing it and if you're dressed up in a nice car, somebody would ask you who you played for or what you are, who you work for. So, you know, it's $20 a player extra that don't go into the pot when you win. It will go towards your plaque on the trophy and towards your ring. But obviously that would change if you had 10 team league. It would, you know, fluctuate a little bit or something like that. But, yeah, you guys all see what it looks like this year. If, you know, this year, if you guys want to continue it, we can do it next year. Just everybody pops in an extra coin and we have some fun.
I look forward to it. I'm definitely all about it. 100% for it. I can't wait to see it. First of all, you know, because I'm going to win the championship this year, so I can't wait to get it. No, but I look forward to everything about it. I look forward to the extra dynamic. It adds an extra incentive, you know, for the players. And then, like I said, I mean, you helped us make the platform even that much more dynamic with that extra layer to where we could offer that as well. So we do appreciate that. We appreciate the idea, because it wasn't really something that was on our radar at the moment, but we do appreciate it. And Keith, you know, we enjoy having you here.
I enjoy being here, man. This is a lot of fun, man. I love all the guys last year. Everybody that's returned this year. I mean, I won, but I to be honest with you, like, nobody likes losing. But if I came in last, I swear it would seem just as fun. You know,
for sure.
It's so much fun. You know, I like talking, you know, talking crap. And, you know, I might act like I'm the champ and this and that, but there's about 70% luck in everything we do.
Definitely. Sport,
you know,
without a doubt.
It ain't no, you know, you're better than this person. It's just fun. Yeah. You know,
the bragging rights come from being the luckiest.
Yeah, I swear. You know, I've seen people with a draft before that I'm like, there's no, you're not going to lose. I had one a few years ago. You guys might remember when David Schlosser was on the Cardinals. I could not lose. Had the first pick, took David Johnson. He played the Lions. Four plays in, he's out for the season. I don't think I won four games. So,
fantasy football, right?
It's literally luck. And then also we have a friend of mine I grew up with. If you want me to tell him about that, or
yeah, go ahead, for sure.
Okay. He's gonna be on the show at least once.
Definitely.
His name is Morgan Tratt. I was friends with him and his brother. We played football together for a while in high school, and when they moved to Michigan with their dad, who was a AVP at Discount Tire. But we played together for a while. He came to Michigan to play football, and then went to the Cincinnati Bengals, and then I believe he practiced or went to practice squad before. Now he's selling luxury homes, but he said we'd be down to get on the league. He said maybe when you guys are ready or when stuff starts heating up, he'll give his analysis and on teams and you know who he thinks is going to win and stuff like that, just to maybe give you guys another insight. I did talk to one other person today, actually. I didn't even tell you about it, but my buddy Jason Penter, he's a writer for ESPN. He goes to all the stadiums, players, stuff like that, and he talks to stuff, people, and writes stuff, and he said he would be on the league, come on as well. There's stuff he can't give you or say, but he's willing to come on here and give his opinion about stuff and stuff like that, and he thought it'd be a good idea and fun, so... it's just a few people we can get to do it that said they wouldn't mind helping, and I think it'd be cool to do.
That is awesome. First of all, that's awesome. Like I said, Keith, we can't thank you enough for the things that you offer out of support and out of just enjoying our platform and what we've tried to create here. Before that's about the end of the podcast, but before we do go. I do want to give you the platform. That way you can talk about any businesses, brands, or anything that you have. That way the people can, this is a pretty national podcast at this point. So, go ahead and let everybody know what you got.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But I'm still trying to build it to be, bigger than it is. But I have a mechanic shop, Mind and Family Auto, and I started it about 5 years ago. I'm a master certified mechanic, ASC certified mechanic. I have a tow truck, a couple of service vans and stuff. And when COVID happened, we started doing mobile repairs as well. So I opened up Dyer Family Auto LLC, and we do mobile repairs. We have vans with tire gators, balancers, compressors in them and stuff. And I actually just ordered these trailers that have full hoist that go on the back of them. So we'll be able to pull up to your house and drive it up and lift it up on an actual full hoist. And it was a best option around here. We do great quality work, treat our customers just like family, lifetime warranty on our parts, and we love everybody we deal with, and you get to save money, sit at home, get your car fixed, why you save money, and we get your car going, and you're sitting in the comfort of your own home, and not some stinky shop where some guy rips you off and tells you something's wrong, it ain't.
Yeah, no, for sure. Anything you're doing, man, as long as you're enjoying it, as long as you have a good time, as long as you wake up and, you're satisfied with what you do, it doesn't matter how big it is, right?
That's the truth, man. That's the truth.
So,
you can make as much money as you want and have the best job in the world, man, but if you're miserable at work, we work more than we exist. So, what's the point?
Yeah, so, Keith... I really, really hate to rush you off of the podcast. I do got another fantasy football draft to go attend to here in about 10 minutes.
I understand, man. Good luck.
I really enjoyed having you on. Hey, you're more than welcome to come onto the podcast whenever you want. You're in the community group chat. You're in the Discord server. So, Keith, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on your championship last year, and good luck next year.
Good luck, and we'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in to the 3DFFL mock draft episode. This was episode number 0 with Keith Dyer. I'm DIG, the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. Guys, thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo, Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from The Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment.